The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome to Faith and Retirement. We're going to dive into some big questions today. We have a special edition of the broadcast, and we're going to talk about some new retirement rules that will affect you in 2025. Jay, what are some of the ways you can help our listeners start the new year on the right foot?
Yeah, Tom, the best way is really starting with a financial review. You've got to look at your past, examine your current, and plan for your future. And that's what I do as a certified financial planner. As a fiduciary, I help our clients really to make wiser decisions with their money and view their finances from a biblical lens. At Faith Investor Services, we do biblical, holistic financial planning, Tom. And what that means is we're looking at their finances from both an ethical and a financial perspective. We're going to help listeners look at their dreams and goals and their concerns for the year ahead. And it really starts right at the beginning of the year. What opportunities and challenges are our listeners facing? Many people obviously are concerned with saving for their future. And for the most, that means retirement planning. So we always start with a retirement analyzer that really helps our clients look at their income, their assets, their expenses, what kind of fees are they paying, what types of returns are they getting. Starting the year on the right foot really starts with that examination, doing a checkup, really, to see are you in good shape or bad shape. And really, when we look at good shape or bad shape, just like you go to the doctor, you get a stress test, we're going to stress test your finances. And really, the six things that we focus on are longevity. What if you live to age 100? Will you have enough assets? Are you going to run out of money before life? Then we look at liquidity. Do you have an emergency fund? Do you have enough assets in different places so when you do retire, you can take money out and not have to pay huge taxes, or we can minimize taxes? We also want to factor in inflation, Tom. You know, inflation has come down quite a bit from 2022, but it's still elevated. You know, could be 3 or 4%, depending on what your family's spending money on. If you're spending it on food, maybe it's higher than 4%, right? Those food prices keep going up.
Yeah.
We also want to look at mortality. What if you or your spouse passes away prematurely? Is your plan taking that into account? Do you have enough life insurance? Do you have a plan for the pension no longer being there? Social Security decisions. There's over 9,000 choices. So let's make sure we're making the right choice. When should you take it? When should you delay it? Those types of questions. Also, the market, right? The market's very inconsistent. Some years it's great, some years it's bad. So we want to make sure that there's not a life-changing event in the markets where it drops significantly and that forces you to have to work many more years, or you make a huge mistake with your portfolio. We want to prevent that from happening. And then lastly, taxes. We want to make sure your tax situation is set up properly. You're not paying too much in taxes. We've got a good combination of tax-free growth, tax-deferred growth, and we're controlling the tax situation. And Tom, these six factors really are the start of an examination, making sure you've got all your ducks in a row, you've got a solid financial plan that lines up with your faith and values. If you want to make sure this year your investments are biblically responsible, we can help you do that. All you have to do is go to faithandretirement.com, schedule a free review. We can start the new year, do a New Year's checkup, make sure you're going in the right direction, make any changes you might need, and help you get going in the right direction.
That's great. It's still gift-giving season, and that is a great offer for our listeners today. We are talking about the 2025 outlook, starting the new year on the right foot. Unless, of course, you're left-footed, which I kind of am, if you've seen me dance. Jay, many Americans start off each year with New Year's resolutions. Do you do that, and do you help your clients with them?
Yeah, we don't get a lot of, you know, people saying, hey, I've got a New Year's resolution here, and we believe that really it's about wanting to change, right? If you really look at people make these resolutions every year about health, bettering their financing, pursuing personal growth goals, physical fitness, believe it or not, is usually 48% of the goals. People want to lose weight, eat better in the year, and January is filled with energy and optimism and leads to increased gym attendance. We see a surge in salad sales. And then by, you know, a couple weeks in, 3-4 weeks in, maybe a month in, people start to give up on those resolutions. And we really want to help our listeners be wiser stewards. And it's really about change. It's not just a one time, let's try to do this differently. For us, it's not just that desire to change. It's actually wanting to change and coming up with a plan to change, creating new habits. That's really how you're going to get to the change. Not wanting to change, but creating new habits, right? You can say, I want to do this. But if you don't create new habits, the chances of you actually succeeding are pretty low. We're creatures of habit. So for 2025, a lot of our listeners may have some important goals. They want to save more for the future, pay off debt, maybe get to the retirement finish line, maybe create some more income or get better returns. Or even I'm hearing a lot of people saying, I want to finally get my portfolio in line with God's word and become a biblically responsible investor. These are things, okay, you want to do. Now let's create the habits. Let's create the change. And that's where working with someone like me, we're going to do two check-ins a year. We're going to use Retirement Analyzer, a financial planning tool. I'm going to keep you accountable, make sure that you're making those necessary changes. And that's really the difference between a resolution and actually changing and making a long-term change in your finances. And that's what I can help people do.
The Bible says so much about getting wise counsel, and you and I talk a lot about the book of Proverbs. The goal of this program is we're really here to help you build investment strategies that can reflect biblical principles. And if you're wondering what on earth biblically responsible investing is, stay with us. You can learn more from Jay at the website at faithandretirement.com. Lots of great resources there for you. And you can pick up the phone and call Jay with your own specific family questions. No obligation. 800-270-7310. So as investors look at 2025, what are some of the most important financial questions you see for the year ahead?
Yeah, I see two really big questions, Tom, that I think are really important and really can impact investors substantially. The first is, as we look at 2025, what will the path of interest rates actually look like? And investors must really be prepared for lower savings rates. They were finally above 5%, finally getting decent rates. And now most rates, if you look at CDs or savings accounts, they're below 5% again. And the Federal Reserve is facing several factors as it navigates the year ahead: inflation, the labor market, unemployment rate just above 4%. And also starting to see the economy, some signs of stress, more debt, more delinquencies. So the Fed is really trying to balance getting inflation under control and also stimulating the economy. So as an investor, you've got to be very prepared for a lower interest rate environment. You've got to look for different opportunities in the investment realm. And that's what we can help people do, is get better rates of return or potential better rates of return by repositioning their portfolio out of cash and things that pay fixed interest, and maybe looking at investing in stocks and bonds and other things like commodities, gold, silver, and potentially Bitcoin that can diversify away from the US dollar. So that would be one question, is where are interest rates going to go next year and how do you prepare for that? And the second one is, Trump has a lot of great ideas. He really, you know, ran with those, people voted for him, but how will he turn these ideas into policies? What's that going to look like in Trump 2.0 in his second term? Investors know it's essential to follow and look at what politicians actually do rather than what they say. And that's what we need to see, is what will Trump actually be able to do? What will the tariffs look like? What will the impact be in the energy field? These are some of the questions that we're asking as investors in trying to navigate and position portfolios so that we can coop the biggest returns over the next year. And those are some of the questions that we're asking right now.
Don't forget to get your free book. It's an ebook called 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith. by our good friend, fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. You can get your free download right now. And the place to do that is the website, faithandretirement.com. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause and be back with more of this special broadcast, 2025's Outlook, starting the new year on the right foot. Back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and Jay, I enjoy so much getting your email updates about the markets. I enjoy reading those over dinner or whatever. This one is the market update 2024 ending, but we expect a sweet 2025. What are some of the exciting stock themes for the next 12 months that you see?
Yeah, let's look at three exciting sectors that I think will continue to flourish over the next 12 months. And one of them is obvious. It was one of the big factors in 2024, and it's technology. I think the artificial intelligence theme will continue to be a big one in the year ahead, and we're looking for ideas and opportunities always in that sector. Companies making chips, helping provide infrastructure, connecting people. Chip manufacturing, semiconductor chips are a huge part of AI, so looking at some of the semiconductors like NVIDIA and some of their suppliers, as well as some of the semiconductor production equipment suppliers, is a great area to look for in 2025. AI storage, you have to store. There's data center opportunities. There are landowners that are going to house a lot of these storages. So these are a few of the ideas. Cloud computer and quantum computing are another theme that we really like for 2025, as well as the companies that will be powering the AI data centers. So think electricity, uranium, utilities focused on AI. Those are a few of the investment opportunities with the AI and technology space. Another sector we really like is the consumer services. Our economy, 70% is led by spending. So consumers have to be spending for our country to continue growing. And I think that will happen here again in 2025. We don't see any signs of a recession. So we believe restaurants will be a great place to be. Select automobiles and discount stores are a few of our favorites in the consumer services space. And then energy, you know, drill, baby, drill, right? Trump is going to be focused on energy. And it's not so much the energy or oil companies that I think will benefit most, because if Trump is doing what he said he's going to do, he's going to bring oil prices down. And our estimate is oil could come down into the 50s. So that's not that profitable for oil companies, but it is profitable for exploration and production energy companies. Also for companies laying the pipelines for America's new shale revolution. So you've got to look at a little bit different instruments or different types of companies to play the energy sector. So those are a few of our favorite sectors for the year ahead and a few ideas within each of the sectors.
Of course, everything we talk about is being clean investments. We want God to be honored by everything we do. So if you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation, that is our core offer to you that's always true. And you can do that at the website, faithinretirement.com. So Jay, things are always changing. What are some of the new retirement rules for 2025?
Yeah, so it's always exciting because each year has changed, right? There's difference. Some things stay the same, but there are some changes here for 2025. There's some exciting new retirement rules for the upcoming year. First off, the annual contribution limit for employees who have 401ks or 403bs, governmental 457 plans, and also the federal government's thrift savings plan, they're going to increase the limit to $23,500, so an extra $500, and $70,000 for the combined employee and employer contributions. They're also offering catch-up contributions. There's going to be one from age 50 to 59, and then there's going to be a new one if you're older. Oh. So first of all, you're eligible for $7,500 in catch-up contributions from 50 to 59. And for those between the ages of 60 and 63, they'll be able to contribute up to $11,250 as a catch-up contribution. So those older folks have an even more of an incentive to put more into the retirement plans. So this allows extra contributions for people in 401ks, 403bs, 457s, and the thrift savings plan. For those who are contributing into Roths and IRAs, the limits will stay the same. It's going to be $7,000 for those under 50. And then if you're over 50, you can put in an extra $1,000. So you could do $8,000 for a Roth or IRA. It's either or. It's not both. And if you're looking to map out your retirement future, I'd love to make an offer that if you want to see if you're saving enough, is your plan on track? When could you run out of money? What if there's another market meltdown? Are your investments in line with your faith and values? If you want answers to any of these questions, that's what we can help our listeners do, Tom. Then go to faithandretirement.com, talk to a financial professional who shares your faith and values, and we can help point you in the right direction.
Wow, you are definitely still in a gift-giving mood, so thank you for that. Those are a lot of free offers. Again, no obligation. And you threw a lot of things at our listeners there that people may have missed something. So if they did, pick up the phone and call Jay and ask your personal questions about your family finances at 800-270-7310. All right, so with the new administration coming in, the Trump administration set to take office in just a few weeks, what are some of the ways investors can capitalize on some of these upcoming changes?
Yeah, I always like to look at, you know, it's kind of like Wayne Gretzky used to skate to where he said the puck was going, not where it was. And that's really, as an investor, how you have to think, you know, where is this world going? What are the opportunities here? And I see three clear opportunities or potential opportunities with Trump coming into office. The first is, as I talked about earlier, the oil and gas pipeline operators should prosper. You know, first of all, ESG is kind of, it was a bad idea. You know, environmental, social, and governance, certainly we want to be good stewards of the environment and not, you know, purposefully polluting and damaging the environment. But to hold these companies to these crazy standards was just very asinine. And, you know, if we look at states like Texas and Florida passing laws to restrict asset managers from using ESG, a lot of these states are getting it. So I think right now a good way to play on this theme is through energy infrastructure that includes top pipeline companies. And as the ESG landscape evolves and traditional energy policies regain their prominence, these stocks could fare very well. And I think natural gas could have a great year as well. Not sure right to start the administration, but I think down the road, natural gas suppliers and a lot of the, you know, suppliers and storage units and things like that could do very well here in the year ahead. Another opportunity is the building boom. If you look at really the focus back on America, looking at these American companies, you look at the KPMG, there was a survey that predicts the trade routes outside the Americas will shrink by 28% over the next 3 years, driving investments in the U.S. infrastructure. So for this reason, infrastructure development should be a great place to invest. So look at a lot of the U.S. infrastructure companies, industrial companies, they're going to be set to benefit from this America First agenda. And then the third one I'd like to point out is digital assets and gold. Trump has appointed someone that is very friendly to cryptocurrencies as the next SEC commissioner, Paul Atkins. Trump is also a huge advocate for cryptocurrencies. He spoke at the Bitcoin convention. He also wants to eventually get a dollar that has some backing from Bitcoin and other things like gold and silver. So if you look at some of the things he's talked about, I do think that digital assets and gold will continue to be a great investment opportunity. So those are a few different ways that you can start participating and potentially making profits as soon as he gets into office.
Right. And just to close that circle, you are somebody people, our listeners, can go to buy precious metals, to do it the right way. There's a right way and a wrong way to
commodities. We can help people come up with a plan and make sure they've got the right asset allocation. We'll talk about that too here in just a few moments.
Good, good. Yes. And I do want to unpack that infrastructure investing at a future broadcast as well. That caught my attention. Jay, you said that you expect 2025 to be a great year for stocks. And we want to help our listeners get their unfair share and maximize returns. What if you're wrong? How do you protect your clients' portfolios?
Yeah, so if you look at how clients have traditionally built wealth in the markets, it's generally through the stock market. Stocks have returned, at least the U.S. stocks have returned an average of about 10% per year over the last 120 years. That outperforms gold, oil, bonds, cash, and other financial assets. And that success is primarily due to the U.S. system of free enterprise, right? If you look at how wealth is built, it's by owning companies, and that creates significant wealth over time. However, these stocks come with greater volatility. People don't need to be reminded of 2000 when stocks dropped 40, 50%, or even in 2008 when stocks were down significantly and during the real estate and financial crisis. The Great Recession saw a drop of 56%, right? So stocks are you know, more high octane, and these risks might be uncomfortable for a lot of our listeners. And that's where having a portfolio that's diversified, asset allocation, we talked about earlier, it's really about having a combination of things like stocks, having some bonds, some real estate, maybe some farmland, some gold, bonds, cash, cryptocurrencies, and more. They're all going to be affected differently by the different economic conditions. So really, a key to success for our clients is having a solid asset allocation strategy. That's the key to a resilient portfolio. So whether stocks go up or down in 2025, having a solid game plan can help minimize any drawdowns. And that's really where a lot of people love picking stocks or being in the stock market. It's fun. It can be fun. But when things are going in the wrong direction, people get a little more concerned. And that's where we want to help people make sure they have the right risk tolerance, the right goals, make sure their time frame is in line with what they're trying to accomplish. And we're really at Faith Investor Services, we can help our listeners make sure they have the right asset allocation, because that's going to determine over 90% of their return. So let's focus on the most important thing, that mix of stocks, bonds, cash, and other assets. And that's really the key to success here in the year ahead.
And we're working to build investment strategies that God can bless. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much, Jay. It's been great talking to you about 2025. And to all of you listening for the first time, welcome. Be sure to be listening next week for more of Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com
and screen your investments today. That's faithinretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.